Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Betancourt. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rip Collins. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The second baseman, Jimmy Rees. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. And now, play ball. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to third. Rees moves to second. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Combs scores. Rees moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Raleigh Stiles now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. Rees scores. Gehrig moves to third. Chapman moves to second. It's 2-0, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. Gehrig scores. Chapman moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell juggles the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. Betancourt moves to second. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely takes first base on ball four. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rees hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rees scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stiles fields it and throws to first for the out. Ruth moves to second. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Farrell for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rees scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pennock takes first base on ball 4. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kress for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles is 0 for 1 in the game. Stiles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rees hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNeely. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. It's 4 to nothing, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman scores. It's 5 to nothing, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a line drive into center field. McNeely picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McNeely. Larry goes all the way around to score. Dickey moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6 to nothing, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Hebert now pitching. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pennock hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rees hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Hebert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rees settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larry. Betancourt moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Betancourt scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Yankees. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Yankees. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ruth strikes out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Yankees. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Pipgras now pitching. Tom Jenkins pinch hits for Larry Betancourt. Ed Grimes pinch runs for Rick Farrell. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins takes first base on ball 4. Grimes moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimes scores. Jenkins moves to third. It's Browns, 6, Yankees, 6. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jenkins scores. Kress moves to second. It's 7-6, Browns. Lynn Storti pinch hits for Wally Hebert. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Storti for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Jenkins now playing right field. Russ Young now catching. Sam Gray now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Samuel Bird pinch hits for George Pipgras. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Yankees 6. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Weinert now pitching. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 4 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burns strikes out. 2 outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Combs is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rees takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.